to see your beauty. Jesus, the name above every name, the beautiful one. There is no one like you. There is no one. No one. No one. No one. Let's go in. Let's go in. Notice those who have been raging against this beautiful one. There is only one. There is only one who deserves the glory, who has all authority. Raging of this world, the raging of the enemy, is nothing to our King. The raging of the rulers of the earth is nothing to our King. The nations themselves are but a drop in the bucket. Themselves are only barely a drop in the bucket. Jesus is the principal thing. So Jesus, you are our principal. We worship you. So beautiful, you
Welcome to Reform Rochester. This is the time we're just going to worship our way through this and into this last day of Av. It has been an amazing, tense month all over the world. And it hit right here this afternoon. But God is releasing angels on your worship. We're going to press through Av so that tomorrow night at sunset we can be ready individually and corporately to go into new places in the month of Elul. You want to go into a new place? I'm tired of the old place. We need to be in His throne room, in that secret place of romance, in that place where we rest in His presence and carry His presence with us. So tonight, we're just going to go where the musicians take us and allow Holy Spirit to move through us. If the Lord gives you something to share, either see Casey or Sandy or me, depending on who's available. And don't be offended if we say, wait, because we want to make sure we flow where Holy Spirit is and we don't get out. Whose report are you going to believe? The Lord, because He's beautiful. He's lovely. He's righteous. We don't want any more 10 spy reports. That's doctor reports. That's media reports. That's the boss's report. That's any report that counters what Jesus said. You are precious in His sight. You are His ambassadors. You are beloved. You are His vessel of grace as we move forward. So as we worship, allow Holy Spirit to pour into you so that He can pour through you.
Through the valley, yeah, though we've walked through the fire, we will fear no evil, we will fear no flame. Trumps everything. Your presence trumps everything. So we do not fear. We keep on walking on the path of righteousness. We keep on walking this road You have mapped out for us. We keep on walking this path of righteousness. You comfort us, you
I was speaking, that I was, it could have been me walking down a corridor in this season we've just come through. And it was like little things were just kind of pecking at me all the way down this hallway. It was like a narrow hall. It wasn't dark, but it wasn't light either. And as soon as we get past this season, on Sunday, what I saw was that I came to an end of that hallway, to an open door, and it was like a narrow door, and I just stepped through it, and it was wide open and very light. And so as I walked through this last season, as soon as I stepped through that door, I'm supposed to be running.
Right before Sherry came down, I was listening to Holy Spirit speak through the keyboard or through the guitar. And he said, in this next month of Elul, I am going to give you a mantle of my presence. And this presence will give you the ability to stand against the wiles of Jezebel as she tries to silence your prophetic voice. For I have created you to speak into situations and circumstances and even into places that have been held captive by witchcraft and Jezebel. But I say the light of my presence is about to shine through you in ways that you have not seen before. For I am going to open your eyes in this last month of 5779 so that you can see in a new way, and I will put authority in your breath in the days ahead to speak a thing and see it come to pass. You will see structures of darkness unravel because you have spent time in my throne room and because you have allowed me to take authority over the issues that you once held so dear. And when you yielded them to me in the secret place in the month of Elul, I have replaced the flesh with more of me. Thank you. Lord says that as you press through of the sound that brought you out of the wilderness into the secret place will release a fresh breath of my presence. And that breath coming out of your lungs will bring healing to those that I send you. Know that I am giving you breath and life in new measures in the month of Elul. Let the sound come up with the living waters. Let that deep within you be refreshed, and let me bring life out of the sound that I place within you. For I will create in you a new mouth in the month of Elul, so that as you press into Tishri and you move through this next decade, I will amplify your voice in places where your voice had not even been heard before, and I will cause darkness to bow at the foot of the cross.
Secret place.
Yes.
Welcome to this embrace in the secret place. I will replace the worries of your mind with the joys of mine. I will turn all you have into what I have spoken over you. So welcome. You belong here. You belong to spend this time together. Together you will hunger and thirst to be together, 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 together.
Now listen to the key that just came out of the prophetic song. Review your prophetic words. In this next month, go back and begin to review everything the Lord's spoken that was just sung over us, and allow him to give you new direction out of those words. Allow Holy Spirit to show you what he intended, not what the world intended, not what you intended, but what he intended in that prophetic word to you, so that the thread of those words will take you into that new place of freedom and release you to minister in new measures of grace. Remember the first watch of every night, that's where we are right now, is a time to reflect, relax, and let Holy Spirit just prepare us for the warfare ahead. So don't try to get to the end of the time together. Just linger. Rest in the river of his love. Let him refresh you. Let him recharge you. Let him romance you.
Green path. pastures lead. Green pastures you lead.
let your love wash over me. Let your love wash over me. Still, still waters run so deep. Let your love wash over me.
To take a moment just to jump on that chorus that Keith was just singing, "You're All I Need." We're going to continue to prophesy that over our region. Rochester, the spirit of Rochester needs to cry out that God is all that she needs. God is all that she needs. God is all that she needs. We have put our trust in so many other things, lesser pleasures, our education. We've put our trust in our money, our resources. And right now, Rochester's getting broke. We're broke and we're bankrupt because we didn't put our faith and our hope in the God that created us, the God that has touched us in the past, the God that gave us our identity. Some of the greatest revivals in American history was held in our soil. And we have forgotten that our Lord is all that we need. I'm going to pray into this, and Keith, I'm going to continue to ask that you sing this as well, and we're going to pray into that and allow that to be the spirit and the voice of Rochester again saying, you are all I need. Jesus, we ask right now, oh Lord, that you will continue to speak to us, oh God. My Lord, we need to sing out once again, God, you are all that we need. Lord, we need to cry out from our pain and our anguish. Cry out for putting other things before you when it is all about you. It is all about you, oh God. Father, we repent, oh Lord, for turning to lesser pleasures. We repent, oh Lord, for putting our trust in our resources, putting our trust in our history, putting our trust in our heritage, putting our trust in our education, oh Lord. Father, you are all that we need. Lord, we put our trust in you, oh Lord. You are glorified, and you will cause us to continue to prosper and to grow and to be significant once again. Lord, help us to cry out to you, recognize that our significance begins with you. Our life begins with you. Father, we ask that you be glorified in the city of Rochester right now, oh God. Father, we pray against every spiritual stronghold that was assigned against us. And Lord, we pray, oh Lord, that there be a release, an outpouring of your spirit, oh God. Lord, you are all that we need. Lord, you are all that we need. Lord, you are all that we need to the glory of your name. Be glorified in our soil, oh Lord. Be glorified in the land. Lord, I pray that the fruit that's produced from here, oh Lord, will be rich, oh Lord. We will be blessed, oh Lord, in our education. That we will be blessed in our businesses. That we will be blessed in our families. That we will be blessed in our churches. As we put you first, back on the throne, oh God. The throne of our hearts, oh Lord. Father, let our hearts cry out that you are to be glorified, because you and you alone are God. In your holy and mighty name, Lord, we pray that there would be a sound that would break forth through this region, that there would be a sound that would rattle heaven, that there would be a sound that rattles hell, that there would be a sound that rattles our nation, as we trust in you, Jesus. In your holy and mighty name, oh God, we glorify you.
From the very beginning, today I printed off Al's word, that the original word he sent out August 16th about the word from Syracuse that he got is to begin the month of Av. So as the musicians have been playing and singing and prophetic psalmists, I was looking at this process. And I believe that as each of you individually began to play, and then we would converge, and then you'd play again, and then we'd come together again. This is what I feel like is happening. We are demonstrating the process of going from unlikely streams of grace. They will merge and become a brook. Unlikely brooks of glory will merge and become a creek. And I will cause creeks to come to the place of confluence in my presence and become a river. And I had to, for those of you, I had to look up the word confluence. It's not a word I use. So if you don't, it's the junction of two rivers, especially rivers of approximately equal width. It's the act or process of merging or converging or meeting or a junction. So I began to meditate on this ever since I got it. And then I feel like we know that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. We know this. But the word says, and I kept looking at still waters because you kept coming forth about peace and the rest and still waters. Well, I go back to this word. To those who have learned to rest and hide themselves in me and allow me to bring them to the pace of confluence and with grace and glory, I will give them the ability to war with their words and watch the world unravel. We have to go print this off and keep looking at this. There's a word in here. I will give them the strategies of my throne room to call what is precious in the world into its redemptive purpose in my kingdom. And he says, I'll bring confrontation, but those who know me as Jehovah Shalom, there we go, still waters, rest, peace, will be in the confluence of my presence, and the river of peace will flow out of them to speak into troubled situations. I am giving my sons and daughters an authority to allow my hand upon their heart to move their mouths. Wow. Not in judgment, not in condemnation, but in a release of love that will cause a greater confluence to come out of the confrontation. I feel like we know that out of ourselves, each of us, you know, rivers of living water are to flow out of us. But I believe as we come together, every time we come together, I believe that tonight as we press through Av, there is a confluence or a convergence of the individual to the corporate that is flowing out of here. And he gave me this right from the beginning. So I've been listening to Keith as you kept going deep into deep. As I asked the Lord for, and I'm going to read it out of the New Living. It's Ezekiel 47. In my vision, the man brought me back to the entrance of the temple. There I saw a stream flowing east from beneath the door of the temple and passing to the right of the altar on its south side. The man brought me outside the wall through the north gateway and led me around to the eastern entrance. There I could see the water flowing out through the south side of the east gateway. Measuring as he went, he took me along the stream for 1,750 feet and then led me across. The water was up to my ankles. He measured off another 1,750 feet and led me across again. This time the water was up to my knees. And after another 1,750 feet, it was up to my waist. Then he measured another one and the river was too deep to walk across. We have to go all in. All in. Oh, in over our head, trusting him. It was deep enough to swim in, but too deep to walk through. And he asked me, have you been watching? Then he led me back along the riverbank. And when I returned, I was surprised by the sight of many trees growing on both sides of the river. This river flows east through the desert into the valley of the Dead Sea. The waters of this stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh and pure. God is saying something, isn't he? There will be swarms of living things wherever the water of this river flows. Fish will abound in the Dead Sea, for its waters will become fresh. Life will flourish wherever this water flows. Fishermen will stand along the shores of the Dead Sea and all the way from En Gedi to En blah, blah, blah. The shores will be covered with nets drying in the sun. Fish of every kind will fill the Dead Sea, just as they fill the Mediterranean. But the marshes and swamps will not be purified. They will still be salty. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow along both sides of the river. The leaves of these trees will never turn brown or fall, and there will always be fruit on their branches. There will be a new crop every month, for they are watered by the river flowing from the temple out of each and every one of you. And as we are one, the fruit will be for food and the leaves for healing. I have been asking the Lord for 2 or 3 weeks, Lord, where have I not committed? Where have I given my affection to another? Where has my love waned cold? Where am I not aligned? And I believe that tonight we are demonstrating He is purifying the waters in us so that we can purify a dry and thirsty land, that the waters in us converge into this mighty river. And listen to the process. You prophesied, or I don't know if it was you, but it sounded like you. Streams of grace, brooks of glory, a creek, then a river as we converged. And so I just believe that the Lord is doing a mighty work in us. And as we press through, I don't want to take anything of the old into the new. Do you? Don't we want to just have all the baggage of the past cut off? And not just the past year, but it's a new era. We're entering into a new era. So let's let as we worship, and as this river of sound washes over us and begins to heal, and it flows out of us, and as we converge, every individual stream, we're making this mighty river that's just gonna, and everything the river touches is healed, and we bud and flourish, and fruit is just pouring off our sleeves. Amen? So, Lord, tonight, we just praise you and give you glory, and we thank you for what you're doing here. We thank you for moving amongst us. We thank you for brooding. We thank you for doing for us what we can't do for ourselves and going through this process. So we say, Lord, we want to trust you more. We want to jump in over our head. We want to go deeper as we call. Your deep is calling unto deep. So we answer. We say, yes, Lord. We're all in. We don't want one foot here and one foot there. We're not double-minded. But, Lord, we say we're jumping in and over our head and just trusting you, staying in peace, and just let be and be still and know that you are God and all the nations will praise you.
We're in that day of the river. 4,000 years, that's the day we're in. The Hebrew word for that river means a raging winter torrent that can't be forded. In other words, like Sandy said, we've got to surrender all and go in and let Him take us to the bottom, because that's where He is, deep crying out to deep. So you are part of the fulfillment of that prophetic word, because there's at least 16 streams in the house tonight. There's at least four on the platform that have never played together before tonight. Some of them have, but all of them haven't. And we've never worshiped together before. There's a new thing happening. 16 is 2 to the 4th power. It's 8. It's a double new beginning. It's a double anointing of life. It's an exponential increase in the power Holy Spirit intends for you to move in as His ambassador. So let's just get deeper in the river. Let Him take you under, because He won't let you drown. He'll just give you new breath. As you get into the river now, let Him give you strategy for this region and your region. Let Him give you what is needed to bring a greater eruption of His presence in this county and the greater Rochester region. There are strategies He's given tonight. Things that need to be sung. things that need to be said and things that need to be done in that order. Sung, said, and done.
Thank you.
So the Lord says, I've made a decision. I have made a decision. You see, I planted a vineyard, and thieves and robbers, they came and they ruined what I wanted. But I've made a decision, said the Lord. Many during this season have chased other lovers. They have gone astray. They have forgotten me, says God. They have gone into darkness, but I, the Lord, I will allure them. I love them. I will forgive them. And I'm about to marry this region again. I said, get ready, get dressed, because justice has been served. And I am going to visit you again. And out of this marriage, the intimacy between my bride, by the way, I'm buying back something that already belongs to me. I owned it from the beginning, but I'm paying for it again. I've listened to your cries, your sacrifices, your worship, your praying, and all of your devotion to me. And I've made a decision. I'm going to marry you again. And out of it, the sons and the daughters that belong to me will return. They will return, and I will have the harvest that I wanted from the beginning.
Yes.
Yes.
Come walk with me.
be beautiful. Your ashes. Come walk with me. You're the lover of my soul. Let's join the dance. Let's join the dance. lover of your soul.
I'm taking my bride into an intimate place over the next 30 days. For some, it will be the first time they feel the embrace of my arms. And for others, it will be the first time they smell the aroma, the fragrance of my presence. I am going to romance my bride like she has not been romanced since I walked the earth, says the Lord. For I have been waiting for such a time as this to find those who will sanctify themselves by separating the world and walking with me. And I have been doing a work in the last 15 minutes, which is 10 years for you, of purifying the heart of my bride so that she can hate what I hate but love everyone, because I gave my life for all. And in that intimate place over these next 30 days, I will reveal what has been written in your book from before the foundation of the earth. I will reveal the things that I've created you for over the next decade. And I will show you how to wait upon me, how to run with me, and how to allow me to release glory through you. In my presence over these next 30 days, I am not going to give you a mantle. I am going to weave the mantle into your fabric. So you will carry glory. And as you move and speak, I will allow my angels to respond to the glory of my presence that I have placed in you. There's coming a unique experience with me. For those who desire me more than the experience. And those who will allow me, I will give them the experience of me. It will not be the religious ways that have been done in the past, for I am doing a new thing in this era. It will be a release of grace and glory so magnificent that even the hardest of hearts will turn their head to see what it is that I have done. For I am about to make you more than a burning bush. I am about to make you an announcement of grace. And there will be holy fire, and there will be excellence in all that is said and done. For in this mantle that I am weaving in you will be a manifestation of the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And those who have not had self-control will run from this mantle. But those who have allowed me to work my fruit into their lives will embrace this mantle, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord will flow through you to do the exploits that I have created you to do. Know that I have three generations in this region, says the Lord, that will begin to walk together in unique ways so that the sound of each generation will scatter the demons that are attacking that generation. And there will be an authority in the combined voice of those three generations to break the hold of darkness that has been on this region since the 1850s. I am. That is how you will know me. I am the one who gives you the anointing. I am the one who releases the mantle. I am all.
Promises of greater intimacy. Oh, who am I that you would set your love, your affections on me, and stand amazed, for you have chosen me. Come near to see beauty beyond compare, to know the unknowable. You amaze me that you call me your own. You change me every time you call my name. You whisper, you whisper. Draw me close, you draw me close. Oh, how can it be? But you draw me close, Lord, you draw me close. Lord, how can it be? But you draw me close to your beauty. Every time you do, you draw me close.
A confluence of angels just came from many directions into the room and out into the region. The different sounds and the different streams just brought the angelic host. They are being positioned for the bride. They are being positioned for the authoritative voice that the Lord is releasing through his bride. They are being positioned in places that you would not have thought the Lord would send his angels. But your worship has brought his grace to release angelic assistance for the battle that is before us. It will not matter where you shoot your arrow, as long as you go to the place the Lord tells you to shoot. It will not matter where you sling your stone, as long as you sling it from the place the Lord tells you to throw your stone. It will not matter, because he has sent the angels to overcome everything the enemy has tried to hold you back from doing. He just said the name of the legions of angels he just released into this region is overcomers. There are things that have yet to be overturned that he's going to use you to overturn. There are 8 more months of plowing until Passover. And he will use you to turn over things that darkness thought was going to go unexposed. But you are going to be the light of heaven on earth. And you will furrow deep and expose the darkness. And your word will carry the authority and the assistance of angelic helpers. They are being stationed in the 12 gates of this region right now. And as you go to those gates, you will be a Psalm 24:10 person, lifting up your head, O gate, so that the King of Glory can come into that gate. The angels are already there to do the warfare that your song will carry in the gate. The Lord says, do not be afraid to sing a new song in the gate. Some of you will play, some of you will sing, but the song of the Lord will shatter demonic foundations that have covered grace in this region. The Lord says, plow with your song. Furl the heavens with your song. Allow the angels to ascend and descend upon your worship and bring the revelation of what it is you are to say. Do not prepare beforehand. Just go to the gate I send you to and worship.
Childlike song, childlike melody, it's not the premeditation of education that will win a big war. It's the childlike heart that is willing to walk anywhere with the Lord. So let's open our mouths wide, because he will fill it. Taste and see that he is good. The song will a song of triumph, because that's who he is, and that is who we are. You don't have to drum it up. You don't have to think it up. You don't have to be fancy with all the bells and whistles. Just be alive. Be alive in your Father's lap and walk with Him. It's a childlike heart, it's a childlike melody. But the words from your mouth will emerge like fire. It's a childlike heart, in love with the King. But the words from your mouth will be aflame. But the words from your mouth will be aflame. Unlearn a thing or two. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Religion couldn't take you there. You might just have to leave it by the wayside and walk with the Father. Like a child, just walk with the Father. Walk with the Father like a child, and sing that childlike song as you walk along. And the words will be a flame. The enemy won't know what hit Just sing the song. The childlike song. The thing that's already in your heart. Just the uncomplicated one. The sound that's already in your DNA. Just release that sound. So long to sing this song. But I'm singing it now over my promised land. Took so long just to sing this song. But I'm entering, I'm seeing my promised land. I'm singing over. Promised land. What I'm seeing is that the dreams, that the visions, the promises that he has spoken to us, he's actually opened the book to that chapter and allowed us to sing over it. That hope deferred, defer to hope. That hope deferred every spiritual force reinforcing hopelessness be dissolved, crushed, obliterated by hope right now.
Yes, God.
You are faithful. And I am grateful. You are faithful. And we are grateful. You are faithful. You are faithful. And we are grateful. For you are faithful. You are faithful.
Room 30 years ago. Know he's faithful. Call that in with a heart of gratefulness. It's not even been 45 minutes for the Lord. He just said 30 years ago he made a promise to people. Renew it in your heart. Bring it up. Rehearse it before him. Call it in. Thank him for it. and the angels just danced on it. And it's crumbling. As these sounds were going back and forth, the angels began dancing on this huge boulder. And it's becoming dust. So you can go straight in. The angels are responding to our worship. And the Lord is putting an assignment in your heart. There are places He is sending us to go straight in. And that's the response. And as you go, He's giving you a grace, a holy boldness to do what you could not do before because the obstacle was there. There is no fear because the obstacle is gone. Take the assignment. The angels are waning. And when your heart says, I will go, He will give you new boldness and courage. You will no longer stutter. You will no longer stammer. You will not lack for words because it will not come through your human reasoning, but a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ will come upon you. And you will speak His heart into the situation and the circumstance and the peoples in that place. And His word is already returning to Him victorious.
There's no border that can stop me, because it is no longer in front of me, it's beneath me. There is no border that can stop me, it's not in front of me, it's underneath. It's not in front of me, because I worship the great I am. I'm going straight in. I am going straight up. I am taking that ground. I am taking that ground. No matter how old, no matter how young, no matter who I am, I can move forward. I can take their ground. As I worship, one, two, God, I worship. The great I am, the I am that I am, the I am that I am, the I am that I am. Thank you.
Do you hear heaven's agenda coming through Walter's guitar? Just be. Don't do, just be. Be available. Allow sound to release a song within you. And then release the song. It doesn't matter who hears it. Papa will. And then allow your song to release your dance. And then watch the angels he sends. Just be. Learn to chill in his presence. You don't have to have the right words. Because when you are eye to eye and face to face with the Father, there are no words. You have opened a portal over this region tonight. Now just be and allow him to show you the assignment he wants you to carry out in the portal. Holy Spirit just said there are people in the room who have delayed doing what the Lord has asked them to do. And he said, tonight I'm restarting the clock. He said, I'm giving you the month of Elul to come into my presence and allow me to equip you to do what you tried to do without me, even though I sent you. The Lord is going to deal with humanism in the greater Rochester region. And it will be a Zechariah 9:13 moment. When the sons of the Most High say no to the ways of humanism. It won't be confrontational any longer because they are going to seek those who have Father's heart and mindset. Failed ways, failed programs, failed platforms are going to look for truth that will set them free. The Lord says, I am even rearranging your conscience tonight, undefiling the area that was defiled long ago. When the world planted a seed. The Lord says, I'm dealing with its root tonight. So that your conscience will be clear and your heart will be pure. I will give you my mindset to love when others cannot love. I will use you to love the lost, to love the lonely, to love the lovely, and to love the unlovely. And then I will give you words to speak. I am placing the miraculous in your heart tonight. I'm seeing a robe of miracles coming into our hearts. And there's no hesitation. There's no fear. There's just a yieldness to walk with the Father. The guitar just said, I've dealt with your Nazareth, doubt and unbelief. Reach up and ask him for another measure of faith. Lord, I say, give your sons and daughters great faith. Lord, you have hovered over us tonight and you have covered us tonight. You've surrounded us with the love song of your presence. You've danced over us and you've released waves of angels into the region. Give us greater measures of faith to believe you.
I can discern new levels of freedom in here. I've been waiting all night for Al to say what he used to say for years about the sound releasing the song releasing the dance releasing the angels. And I was thinking to myself, I need to go ask him to say that, and he just did. But as I was watching, I can't get out of my head the visual of Casey and Al dancing before the Lord. And no matter what Casey did as the bride, the purified bride, Al was covering her no matter how she moved with the glory. And then that's where the Lord gave me the revelation and broke me out of reasonings. Because Al confirmed it. When you, Walter, were playing and the sax was playing, I could see a dance. And then he prophesied about the angels dancing and smashing. But I thought, you know, we have to stop getting in our reasonings and thinking that there's only one way to dance. That we can dance with song. I mean, Keith's been saying release the sound. There's different ways we can dance, that Father is going to lead us to dance. And I realized at the end, as Al kept prophesying and we kept singing and coming into childlike, I can tell that I'm not afraid of things that I was afraid of before. In this right now, that fear's been broken off of us, and the shackles that have kept some of us from dancing, they're broken. There's no more shackles. That which I didn't even realize some of us had shackles that we wouldn't, you know, it's that you didn't want to dance with. It's not that you didn't, but you were afraid. Or afraid to step out in faith. So just like Al prophesied, there is greater measures of of faith being released, but there's a, because there's a greater measure of freedom. No more chains, no more shackles that would keep us from dancing, that would keep us from releasing the angels. And the, and God, just know that when we step out, no matter what the dance looks like, with sound, with instruments, with voices, with actual dancing with the Lord, He is covering us with His glory. So don't be afraid. No more fear. Just step out in over your head as a child. That's what Keith kept prophesying. Come to me as a child that doesn't care if you're awkward. God doesn't care how awkward you are. Just release the sound, the song, the dance, no matter what it looks like. Just, Father, I thank you for the shift tonight, that we have shifted in this region, that new songs, new sounds have broken old cycles, and that we are passing from one season to another, one era to another, the old wineskin into the new wineskin. And only new wine can go into the new wineskin. So, Lord, I thank you for the songs and the sounds of heaven and the dance of heaven. And Lord, I pray, I am so grateful that you have broken the shackles off of us that would keep us from dancing with you, no matter what it looks like. So I thank you, Lord, for that your glory, you are causing your glory to rise upon us, and your glory shall be seen upon us, actual, tangible, seen upon us, as we dance with you and we go into places where we haven't been before.
Hallelujah. Will you thank the Lord for Jamal and for Walter Willie, for Ron, for Sherry, for Keith, for Dylan, and for Sue, for using what he gave them to allow us to enter into his throne room? The next time we're going to do this, it will be on a Wednesday night, October 2nd. I will send, if you're not on the email list, just jot me your email name. We're going to be in East Bloomfield. It will be a statewide gathering. I'll send out an email. It's a very important time. We're opening portals over New York where thrones of darkness once reigned. The spiritual work has been done. Now we need to erect the place of worship. So if you aren't on the email list to get these, we'll be sending out a bunch of announcements in the next week. Father, these are your sons and daughters. These are the ones who have greater faith now than they did 2 hours ago. We thank you, Lord, for eternity that we entered into during worship tonight. Lord, we thank you for strongholds that are now being shaken apart so that your sons and daughters can go in and release the word of freedom to the captives. Lord, we send them out to the places you have created them to occupy until they gather again with their own tribe and their own troop and their own house. Lord, we say, use them mightily and bring an awakening that brings the reformation of this area for your glory, in Jesus' name. I don't want to leave. Let me just tell you, I'm of the Woodstock era. And it was your prayers that kept that from coming back. Right? They couldn't assemble, but what we just did was disassemble everything that my generation did 50 years ago. Darkness will not stand in this region. You can go as the Holy Spirit leads you.